diff is notoriously hard to get rid of. The bacterium forms spores that survive even through cleaning, but they stand much less of a chance after exposure to the purple glow of ultraviolet light. Researchers at the Hospital of the University of Pennsylvania tested UV machines on the cancer floor with impressive results.
Where the intervention was deployed, rates went down by a quarter, despite only being able to use this about 20% of the time.
That's infectious disease specialist David Pegues. Other disinfecting machines need more than an hour to work, but these take about 20 minutes, he says.
It won't replace good old elbow grease and disinfectant, but it certainly augments or helps to improve upon performance using those kinds of traditional means.
The machines are expensive and require more staff, but Pegues says in the long run, the units more than pay for themselves. They're now standard in the hospital. I'm Jessica McDonald, WHYY News.